Tasmania. Matthew Pollock's Executive Director of the Master Builders Association of Tasmania. Matthew Pollock, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Leon.
Can we say it has never been busier for construction trades in Tasmania?
Look, it's certainly a very busy period, and it always is coming into the end of the year. You know, there's lots of people who want to get that new house wrapped up so that they can, you know, host their Christmas parties and New Year's Eve parties. But this year we've also got the, you know, the added work coming through Home Builder and other government stimulus. So, yes, very, very busy.
Has it ever been busier, Matthew?
Well, look, construction is cyclical. We've had very busy periods in the past. It's actually been a very busy couple of years. But I'd say this year just feels like it's a little bit busier than usual.
And so the story around that, what advice do you have for people that are trying to get a trade at the moment, Matthew?
Well, look, it's also perhaps the best time for anybody looking to enter the construction industry. There are certainly job opportunities, and we expect to see more job opportunities, particularly going into, you know, the first half of next year as a lot of these stimulus-supported projects are going to enter the construction phase. If there are young people out there finishing up at school, you know, I would certainly encourage them to consider a career in construction. The best pathway still is through an apprenticeship. And, you know, there's certainly ways and means that that industry can assist, you know, young people or also people who are looking perhaps for a career change to get into the construction industry.
How much are we hearing at the moment about mature age workers seeking to get construction trades?
Well, look, it's really encouraging to see that there are a growing number of mature age apprentices around. And, look, I think that's a bit of a product of there are job opportunities in construction. People are seeing it as a stable career destination. You know, we've just gone through a very difficult period through the economy. Construction was able to continue to operate when other industries were not. We're very grateful for that. And that also, you know, the government looks to the construction industry to support the recovery and support the community more broadly. You know, when we enter these difficult downturn periods and periods of recession.
This may be a question for you. It may be a question for one of our listeners out there on the job site at the moment who actually works running a construction business or a trades beer, you know, a business that's allied to the construction trades. What is the best way for a person that wants to get an apprenticeship to approach you to see if you'll take them on? Is it typically, you know, a friend of yours that asks if you'll take on their daughter or their son, and that's how the referral comes? Is it a kid just walking persistently through the door of your plumbing business and coming in and asking if they can work with you? Is it a kid turning up on a building site with their resume and asking for, you know, the chippy that is senior on deck and working from there? How does it typically happen, Matthew?
Well, look, there's always, you know, those sort of personal relationships that tend to encourage people in. Often apprentices, you know, they'll know their employer, whether it's through a, you know, a personal or family connection. But I think as well at the moment we're increasingly seeing, you know, people who perhaps don't have that connection to construction looking to the industry as a career destination. There are plenty of pathways. I suppose some advice that I would give is make sure you know what you want to do. You know, there are several pathways and, you know, an apprenticeship in, you know, carpentry, for example, is very different to an apprenticeship in some of the allied trades. It's important you understand what you're getting into. In terms of getting into the industry, you know, there's always an opportunity through the group training organisations. They play a more prominent role in the employment of apprentices over time. And, you know, for example, Master Builders Group Training Organisation, we have about 650 businesses that we can contact and network with to place new people. I'd encourage anybody out there who's looking for an apprentice, you know, it's a good time to contact us. There's also still, you know, a significant bucket of federal money out there
that provides a subsidy for new apprentices signed up between now and likely towards the sort of the first quarter of next year. So get on the phone. It's important to find a business that, you know, works for you, an employer that works well with you. And that's something as well that the group training organisations can do, a bit of matchmaking, if you will.
We've got so many housing developments slated for around the state, from Evandale to Hadspin to New Norfolk, where hundreds, in fact thousands of homes are expected to be built in a short number of years. Are we going to have the workers to build them, Matthew?
Well, look, there are some very ambitious projects out there at the moment, and the ones that you've mentioned are certainly some of those. I think this is an opportunity, Leon, for young people looking to build a career in the construction industry to do it now. We do need more people to deliver these projects. There's no denying that. What we'd like to see is that as many of those jobs, and particularly the ones that are supported through stimulus, go to Tasmanians. You know, we're not just building the new homes and hospitals and the other infrastructure that will get us through this recession, but we're also building jobs and ensuring that those jobs go to Tasmanians.
Indeed. I'd love to hear more from you if you're in a trade at the moment about getting apprentices that you need, how busy you are, and what your advice is for any young person or indeed more mature worker who wants to take on a trade training course about getting into the game. 1300 222 936 is the number. Matthew Pollock, unlikely we'll talk to you between now and Christmas on morning, certainly while I'm in the chair for the rest of the year. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, and to you too, Leon.
On mornings around Tasmania. Ray's in Mountain River. Ray, good morning.